page from the Edwards Notebook, another look at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. To sum it up in one word, spectacular. Almost every major auto producer is rolling out magnificent dream machines being showcased in a spruced up and expanded convention center that has received positive feedback from media journalists from around the world. Amongst the many standouts at this year's North American International Auto Show are the Chevy Silverado, which was honored as the 2014 Truck of the Year. With one look at the Corvette Stingray, you will instantly understand why it received the Car of the Year award. The makers of Cadillac have finally shown they have imagination with the creation of the El Mirage concept vehicle. Personally, I hope that one will be manufactured in the not-too-distant future. The giant Ford display is highlighted with both the beautiful 2015 Mustang, which should be in dealership showrooms by this autumn, and the popular F-150 Supertruck. In addition, you'll probably get a kick viewing the Ford assembly line. In fact, despite the general economic doldrums America is experiencing, one of the economic bright spots is the U.S. auto industry. Ford Motor Company's Bill Ford agrees.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year, and I couldn't be happier with how everything's going.
This year's North American International Auto Show also features beautiful concept vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Infiniti, and Volkswagen. Once you check out the new BMWs, Mercedes, and Lincolns, you will quickly notice the difficulty in just picking your favorite dream machine. One of my favorite highlights of Auto Show Press Week this year was getting to see the automotive design creations by Lawrence Tech students, whose designs rival anything brought forth by professionals already in the business. Congratulations to Ahmed Galmouche, who took top honors for his design, and he hopes to see his designs in your driveway.
You know, that's the goal. Trying to get into industry. That's the one thing that I'm trying to work on, and hopefully I get to that point.
From what I've seen of this year's North American International Auto Show, the auto industry will have many good days in the future, especially once the United States economy is reinvigorated. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation huge.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Kicking off the morning on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol, a very simple one. You set it up on your computer. It's coming to your phone via text message. It does not have to be a smartphone. And you can plan everything you got going on with this, but what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is what it does unbidden. Based on your locale, it's going to tell you about everything you can't imagine that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, polar vortex rolling in, flash flood, blizzard, earthquake, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by a young man named Michael Kagan. And he is the latest one to be arrested in Texas for not breaking the law. And every time I say that, it makes me chuckle because it's stupid. But, you know, that's coming up third hour. Our president has said that the nation needs to have a conversation about gun control. And he reiterated this during his State of the Union speech. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has boasted that his SAFE Act has criminalized law-abiding gun owners for offenses such as having too many bullets in their guns. And this sort of helps prove what he meant exactly when he said that there was no place for extreme conservatives in his state, you know, the kind that would have too many bullets in their gun. He defined his enemies as those who oppose abortion rights and favor legalization of assault weapons. Now, the president's continuing, unrelenting, ongoing anti-Second Amendment rhetoric and the SAFE Act prove that the left wing of the Democratic Party has declared war on every one of us that is a law-abiding gun owner. Moderate congressional Democrats have, by their silence, given their consent to this agenda, as have moderate Republicans, if they're not voicing any opposition. There is not only no place for gun owners, almost all of whom are productive citizens in New York State, there's no place for them in the Democratic Party. So all kinds of choices are being taken away from people just because of owning a gun. And this is not a conversation. This is, in all ways and means, except for the shooting and the plate carriers and the churned up dirt and the blood and everything else, this is a war. All of those things, along with the Obamacare debacle, these are all strong arguments for voting straight Republican in almost every House and Senate contest this year. The Republicans like Cornyn and Graham aren't getting special attention, though. Don't kid yourself. At the state level, Pennsylvanians need to be aware that potential gubernatorial candidate Alison Schwartz shares Cuomo's unethical and dishonest position that gun manufacturers should be held civilly accountable for misuse of their products. So, in other words, if you manufacture a gun and somehow it shows up in a crime, well, guess what? Gun manufacturer, you're liable. Which there's a law protecting them against that. But that doesn't, that we can't let that matter now, can we? What we have being deployed against us is military-grade hate propaganda. Nothing less. Does anybody believe that firearm owners can trust? You know, I see these cartoons that are these political cartoons, which is one way of doing a political statement with very little verbiage. Well, it's a little bit like it there, Florida, but at the same time, it's more directed at the rhetorical that's being thrown our way. One vile cartoon that has been put out there has a depiction of the NRA and Republicans walking over the bodies of the children of Sandy Hook. Now, how vile is that? When, in fact, the ones that are, they're not only walking on them, the opportunistic Democrats that want to see you disarmed are tap dancing on them. Those children can have no rest. Those families can have no moment of solace because they keep getting dragged into the conversation. And there's other images like that all over the place. It is one thing that a lot of people call it political satire. But it's not satire. It's hate. And it's hate thrown at us, projected on us by the people that hate us, simply because of this horrible streak of self-reliance that we have. This anti-Second Amendment camp, as led by President Barack Obama, they also wage other dishonest forms of psychological warfare, and they like to gaslight in advance of its agenda. And how on earth are we supposed to sit down and consider, if you will, having any sort of a good faith conversation with somebody who's using against our side the only weapon of war, which is propaganda, that is legal to use during peacetime? Now, when I was in the military, my last duty station, I know some people think this is an oxymoron, but my last duty station was with a military intelligence unit. And there's a basic psychological psyops war rule that you don't demonize the opposing side's rank and file, which they violate all the time. They demonize the NRA, and they demonize the membership. They demonize gun owners and gun manufacturers. They demonize everybody. And all that does, really, it's sort of like demonizing the guns. It just, you know, Barack Obama's got 42% of the overall background checks under his watch. That just drives people. It gives them the exact opposite effect of what they want, which is fine. It's sort of funny. But
But what are we supposed to do about this? That's the question. So when we get back, I'm going to talk about what we could do about this. And this is, you know, we may have to stop giving so much moral thought to what we do and get down and dirty with these guys. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the psychological warfare that the anti-gun side is bringing to the table. Which isn't a new thing. It isn't a new thing, but I think we need to give it credit for what it is. And we also need to think about what we could do to counter that. Being on defense all the time, being backpedaling, blocking, all that other stuff, you're fighting their fight. And if you want to win it, then you're going to have to change things up. Now, if they are going to use psychological weapons of war against us, we have the right to use them back at them, and with interest. If the other side starts a war, We're going to have to finish it in a manner that leaves organizations and political careers in ruin. If the Million Mile March was the anti-Second Amendment Hiroshima, and the MAIG is the Nagasaki, well, we need to give up all pretense on detente. Andrew Cuomo, okay, when the same fact was being considered, it was a little bit like a blitz. He railroaded that bill through his legislature, likely in violation of New York law that requires public comment, a public comment period. That's a blitz. That's not a conversation. When you hear a dictator out there saying, today it's us and tomorrow it's the world, nobody should delude themselves into believing that appeasement will make that statement mean something else. Getting out there and meeting them halfway. Because make no mistake about it, when you've got two governors now, you've got the governor of Connecticut, you've got the governor of New York, and they've gone out there and they've taken regular people who own guns that a lot of people own throughout the country, do nothing wrong with them. People of New York and Connecticut do nothing wrong with them. And all of a sudden, now today, they're criminals. Now, that's not some gradual thing that they're working in. That's not some... And there's no way to appease that. Going out and registering your guns, and I know some people did that out of fear, and I understand that, but going out and doing that out of fear, it simply means they now know where your guns are and that you have them. One of the things that they're not pointing out in Connecticut, for example, is I was talking about 2.5 to 4 million magazines. Now there's estimates of 10 million standard capacity AR magazines somewhere in Connecticut, and they've had about 40,000 that have been registered. And they don't know where the rest of the unregistered ones are. And that is classic what they're doing. And Connecticut's going to have to make a choice. Just like New York is going to have to make a choice. And that choice is going to be, we have several millions of upstanding citizens out here who are not going to appease us. And then you have two choices at that point in combat. If they're not going to appease you, you can withdraw or you can attack. Now, in the case of these political regimes that are in place, withdrawal would be disastrous. But attack would be worse. When Senator Dianne Feinstein says, if I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. We should take her at her word. We shouldn't get out there and say, ah, she's just talking. Same goes for Jan Schakowsky, a Democrat from Illinois, wife of convicted felon Robert Kramer. Her statement that Congress can indeed get around to banning handguns. Cuomo has added that confiscation of firearms is an option. Handgun Control Incorporated said openly that the Brady Bill is merely the nose of the camel under the tent. There is an ancient Psy War principle that the power to name a thing is the power to control or destroy it. Now, this doesn't mean schoolyard name calling, but rather control of the language of the argument. If you want some contemporary examples of that, let me give you a few if you would like. Shotgun Joe, for Joe Biden, noting his advice to commit a possible felony in Delaware, where he is licensed to practice law, but by recklessly discharging a shotgun into the air. John Kerry, noting his blood libel of American combat troops, perpetration of felony at level war crimes, or both during the Vietnam War. Client number 9 for former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, a supporter of Andrew Cuomo's anti-Second Amendment agenda. This dismisses him as the kind of man whose indiscretions might expose him to blackmail and expose his wife to a sexually transmitted disease. Climate parasite, or climate change parasite, for individuals and organizations that seek to enrich themselves from cap and trade, carbon offsets, and so on, much like rainmakers exploited droughts to take advantage of desperate farmers. This name acknowledges that climate change is a proven geological fact, and this it prevents the enemy from denouncing our side as knuckle-dragging climate change deniers. As an example, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, identified Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase as climate parasites. Now, what can we do? What can we do? Well, first of all, the enemies of the Second Amendment have one very common trait, in that they are ghoulish. When people die at the hands in violence, they are all over them. Rahm Emanuel said openly that he was willing to exploit human tragedy for political gain. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, and DNC chair as well, added in effect that one should never let a dead child go to waste. He stated, "The good thing about Newtown is it was so horrific that I think it galvanized Americans to a point where the intensity on our side is going to match the intensity on their side." Mayor Michael Bloomberg has expressed an interest, a wish, for more firearm-related mass murders for the same purpose. He stated, "No, I think that's right this time, but that doesn't mean you're not going to come back again. Keep in mind, we're likely to have more tragedies like you saw in Connecticut. Each one of these bills on things." These are the ghouls for gun control. These are the grave robbers of gun control. These are the people that will not let these innocent victims rest. They will not let their families rest. Andrew Cuomo and Alison Schwartz can be depicted accurately as bottom-feeding ambulance chasers because of their advocacy of frivolous lawsuits against gun manufacturers. That's the ethical level of an attorney who tries to sue General Motors when a drunk hit-and-run driver maims somebody with a Chevy, or Sears Roebuck when a criminal assaults somebody with a Craftsman hammer. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. I was talking about this psychological warfare thing that's going on, and what it boils down to is this. We're going to have to take that little tidbit from their buffet of liberal talking points and re-gift it to them. We're going to have to take that and feed it back to them with a dull spoon. And maybe turn our fist sideways when it disappears with the spoon down their throat. We're going to have to make it so politically painful for them. Because believe me, all of these politicians, they're only in it for one thing, and that's the power. That's the first thing that is going to have to happen. Because they're in office. And then we're going to have to look to our brethren in the other states and ask them. And this is going to take time. We're going to have to ask them, why do you keep electing a John McCain or a Dianne Feinstein? Why do you keep electing these people over and over again? Do you understand that that seat belongs to you, the people of that state? It's not theirs. Can't you just find some dull, bland guy or gal that wants to sit out there and just let the Constitution do its work? And they're not really looking for their own personal gain. Politicians shouldn't have tailors. They shouldn't have private jets. They're servants of the people. Oh, but I don't, you know. I'm ranting because of the new normal. Another part of the new normal is the California Department of Justice, their police squad dedicated to confiscating firearms from prohibited persons through the Armed Prohibited Persons System, or APPS. They work from a government database. Does that already illustrate the problem for you? This past November the 5th, a gentleman named Michael Merritt said there was a knock on the door. Several agents arrived at his door and started asking questions about which guns he owned. I thought, he's here to get my guns for some reason, and he said, the agent said, you have a felony here from 1970. A felony. It was a pot possession charge from 1970. His wife, Carla Merritt, said they told him to leave the house and go get a warrant. They said, that's fine, but when we get back with the warrant, and when we will come back, then you guys are going to jail. Can we say bullying tactic? So Mr. Merritt handed over his guns. And then, several days after his guns had been taken, an agent called back to Mr. Merritt to say that his guns would be returned. Mr. Merritt asked the agent, why did you do this? What's happening here? The agent told him, we made a big mistake. His pot conviction was a misdemeanor. It was not a felony. He was not supposed to be on the prohibited persons list, on the government database. On November 21st, Merritt said several officers came back and returned all of his guns. Now, locally, only BakersfieldNow.com asked the perfect question. And the perfect question is, in California, how often does this happen? Eyewitness News asked how often guns get returned after an app's seizure. The spokesman didn't have hard numbers, but said sometimes guns are returned based on a court order, disposition of a case, or they can be transferred to another individual. Now, how often is there or situation like Mr. Merritt's? The assistant chief said it's rare. So there's no hard numbers. They're claiming they don't track it, or they can't track it, or they don't know how to track it. They're claiming something. Over the last 2 years, California Department of Justice agents have investigated nearly 4,000 people and seized nearly 4,000 weapons, including nearly 2,000 handguns and more than 300 assault weapons. So reads the AG's statement. Remember the best-looking attorney general in the United States, huh? Kamala Davis. Or Harris, excuse me. I'm sorry, Harris. Listen, I want to, you know, you're so good-looking, I want to get your name right. Bureau of Firearms Assistant Chief says in 2013 the unit did 3,885 investigations and seized 2,714 weapons. Right now out there in California, there's a lot of people sitting back and saying, oh, they're making it safe here for us, the low-info people. They're making it safe for us. Wait until they discover the fact that your pool kills children and you get that knock on the door in the middle of the night. Wait until they discover that you smoke and you get that knock on the door in the middle of the night. Wait till they discover that, I don't know, you've been to see a psychiatrist. You took Chantix to quit smoking. And you get that knock on your door in the middle of the night. And let's see how much partying is going on down in Cali at that point. I am telling you. Given up. First of all, there is no such thing as a temporary safety. If you're giving something up, it's gone. This is why I keep saying they can take nothing from us except that which we willfully allow them to take. In California, they're proving that. In Colorado, they're pushing back. In Connecticut, they're proving that. These states, the people in the states, these gun owners in these states are standing up and saying, no. Now what you going to do? And see, that's the hard part, because politicians, if you say no to them, see, this little thing in their head that's, you know, supposed to be ingrained, they're saying, I'm a servant of the people. I'm trying to uphold the Constitution. I'm doing what's right. I shouldn't write any legislation whatsoever if it's unnecessary. I should actually be trying to cut through the red tape, the bureaucracy, all the other things that make things slow for my constituents. That's gone. That left their head as soon as they got their office, or as soon as they went to their tailor for the first time, or as soon as they were on TV for the first time. That's all gone, because they're big news. They are big people. So that little ditty of what they're supposed to be versus what they think they are is gone. So when the people of the state say no, see, Cuomo, I'm waiting with bated breath to see what he does. Malloy, I don't know what he's going to do. Malloy doesn't even know what he signed. Cuomo knows what he put in place, because Cuomo was all in on it. And Cuomo likes to get in a fight. He's a brawler. He should have been the head of the Teamsters or something with an axe handle. So we're going to see what's going to happen, but right now, these people are saying no. And we're in that. Right now, we have this little DMZ, demilitarized zone, where we're waiting to see what happens next. And that is the interesting part of the whole equation. What's going to happen next? In California, though, if you've ever done anything, expect at any given time. I mean, watch to see if pre-crime doesn't come out in California. Because California is all about your safety. We're going to take care of you. You don't know how to take care of you. We know how to take care of you. We're going to get rid of the ghost guns. We're going to get rid of the guns that fire 30 rounds in half a second. Now, I've only seen those kind of guns in fiction, and they call them lasers. So, what are you talking about, De Leon? Oh, I know what it is. That old self-reliance thing. You can't stand that self-reliance thing where you don't know what everybody has, because you need to know what everybody has. You need to be in everybody's business. You need to be insinuated in their lives, because you never know when one of us is going to snap. Sort of like that. I think it's in New Jersey. Maybe it's Massachusetts. There's some gun grabber in one of these states that's serving in the state legislature, and he snapped and beat his girlfriend up, and I think they're going to try to expel him, but they're allowing him to execute his office from the jail cell. He showed up to testify at some hearing on the state legislature floor in handcuffs. I mean, I know the mayors against illegal guns have a lot of people going to jail left and right, but this guy's in jail, still doing the job. Where are his constituents sitting there saying, look at who's representing us? Good morning there, Daku. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes. hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Veteran owned and operated, Ops Gear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At Ops Gear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, Ops Gear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. Ops Gear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Frady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You just hang on there, right there in that window, Farmer. I'm being told that a website that supports the show has been hacked. Well, that's a typical liberal anti-gun thing, isn't it? And I'm pretty sure those guys will get their site back up. Coming out of the Huffington Post late yesterday, they were talking about the Americans for Responsible Solutions, the Gabrielle Giffords, Mark Kelly organization. They took in $5.84 million between July 1st and December 31st last year. Since it has been launched in January of last year, they have reported more than 18.1 million dollars in contributions. Pushing gun control is a booming business. According to the Public Disclosure Commission, the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility has raised more than $1.4 million so far in its efforts to get Initiative 594 to the legislature. And they've spent more than $1.3 million of that to push that, which contrasts sort of starkly with the $710,000 raised by Protect Our Gun Rights to get Initiative 591 to the legislature. This, everybody is sort of sitting back and wondering if this is the next evolutionary step of the gun control playbook. Preventing gun violence through effective messaging. This is a confab that's aimed at pro-gun control politicians and gun prohibitionists who want to become politicians. See, all of that money, right? All of that money can be used to back candidates. So I guess to a certain degree we can look at this, and these organizations are going to become PACs, political action committees. Now, in the case of the Americans for Responsible for Solutions, the ARS, Gabrielle Giffords is a sympathetic figure. She was severely wounded, disabled in January 2011 attack in Tucson, left six others dead. And her recovery effort has been nothing short of a miracle. And it's inspirational. But she's taken that miraculous recovery, which is hers and hers alone, and she's using that the way some of these anti-gun military guys get out there and go, "Hello there, I am Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman, Lieutenant Colonel, retired. Lieutenant Colonel, active duty." As if somehow that gives them some sort of credence, some sort of higher authority say in things. It doesn't. Being a shooting victim does not make you an expert, an authority on gun crime, guns, anything to do with any of that stuff. I look at Gabrielle Giffords and I say, good for her. I am glad that she made it back. I'm glad she's up and around and moving. She is obviously still hurt. And she's probably come about as far as she's going to go. I hope it continues to improve in certain increments. But you know what, Ms. Giffords? I don't care what you want to see happen. The fact that you are a gun owner, the fact that your husband wants to be a straw purchaser, and that you want to do something that you say, you claim, is not going to harm the Second Amendment, that's not going to infringe upon my rights, that's not going to infringe upon the rights of the people of the United States. I don't care. I wish I had been there between you and Jared Lee Loeffner. I do. And I would have done everything to stop it. Because you didn't deserve what you got. But you know what? I don't deserve what you're bringing. Because I didn't shoot you. Because somebody that your party enabled to slip through the cracks, through their various policies that they've gotten out there, this good touchy-feely, let's hug the trees and save the whales, and hey, Joe Namath, don't wear that fur coat. All that stuff led to the Jared Lee Loeffners, the Adam Lanzas, the James Holmeses of the world. And you don't want to sit back and take credit for it. So instead, you blame an object. You blame an object. This big money that they're collecting, I guess if they can't get legislation pushed through, they'll just buy politicians and buy legislation. Because that's the game now, isn't it? Everybody is beholden to somebody in the political process, right? Why don't we capture them in the one thing that we cannot succeed with in the federal federalist system, and let's just do it state by state by state by state. Now, Seattle, their heavily anti-gun mayor, Mike McGinn, just got defeated. They're going to run advertisements against politicians who voted against a background check measure last year. In the Northwest right now, in the Northwest, gun politics is a very hot topic. Michael Bloomberg likes to go up there. They allow that. They allow a carpetbagger to roll into their town, to roll into their state, and tell them what they need to do. You are citizens of Washington, people of Washington State. You're citizens of Washington State, which is part of a confederation, a federal system of states. You don't have to listen to people from the outside. If you agree with them, that's fine. But sitting around and letting this happen, come in, do a gut check. Look at Colorado. You think John Morrison, Angela Giron, and Evie Hudak are sitting around saying, well, you know, that was worth it. Do you think they like not being a politician anymore? I know what you guys are. I mean, I've got an ego, no doubt about it, but I'm nothing compared to the egomania that sweeps through politics. I'm having to deal with it here in my state. In my state, they will sit around and legislate on things they know nothing about. I had a talk last night with a political consultant about one senator that I'm trying to target, that I'm trying to get his ear. And I pointed out some things to him that he didn't know, and apparently our state legislature doesn't know. South Carolina is being checked out by the gangs. We're enjoying a nice spike in violence right now. We're the fifth most dangerous state in the U.S. The ones that are above us are all restrictive as far as gun rights. Whatever we're doing ain't working. They're not criminals are not afraid of the police. They don't want to get caught, without a doubt. But they're, you know, if they get caught, big deal. You know, they'll go do their time. They're three hots and a cot. They'll come back to the street. No big deal. They don't care. They're afraid of armed citizens, though. They are deathly afraid of armed citizens. They do not want to meet one. They don't want to meet one. And I can't convince certain politicians within my state that that's the way it is. No, I find that offensive. I think I'm about to run out of time, but we'll talk about this when we get back. There's another Huffington Post writer. She thinks that this whole Philip Seymour Hoffman thing. Now there's talk about going after the pusher that killed him. Well, Philip Seymour Hoffman killed himself. But they should go after the pusher because he's selling. But, you know, I'll make the comparison that's being made by Huffington Post when we get back. Let's flip into the next hour. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.